USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A coalition of 20 states and 15 cities and counties filed suit to block President Donald Trump's memo directing undocumented immigrants be excluded from the 2020 census count for purposes of deciding how many members of Congress are apportioned to each state, calling it unlawful. The Trump memo, signed earlier this week, said it will be the policy of the United States to exclude from the base aliens who are not in a lawful immigration status under the Immigration Nationality Act. People who have been confirmed with mild to moderate COVID-19 can leave their isolation without receiving a negative test, according to recently revised guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Increasing evidence shows that most people are no longer infectious 10 days after they began having symptoms. As a result, the CDC is discouraging people from getting tested a second time after they recover. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and ship to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid in filtration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Two major airlines reported huge second quarter losses, and their leaders warned that the new surge in U.S. coronavirus cases has stalled the recovery in air travel and added to the industry's disarray. American Airlines posted a loss of more than $2 billion, and Southwest Airlines lost over $915 million. That pushed the combined second quarter loss of the nation's four biggest airlines to over $10 billion. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases for more than three decades, has grappled with several public health crises, including the AIDS epidemic and now COVID-19. In an interview with CNN, Fauci said the magnitude of criticism he is now receiving is different than ever before, and that he and his family continuously are seriously threatened. Fauci said the criticism has been pushed aside as stupid people saying stupid things. Fauci said the amount of hate mail against him, his wife, and his daughters is not good. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A huge fire at the offices for the Arizona Democratic Party has been named as suspicious, and USA's Kenneth Burns has the details.
Arson is suspected in a fire that caused major damage to the Arizona Democratic Party headquarters in Phoenix. Stephen Slagaki, chair of the Maricopa County Democrats, who shared the building with the state party, spoke to KPNX-TV.
Our side of the building here at the Maricopa County Democratic Party is completely burned down. They said we've lost all of our stuff, the computers, the equipment, the printers, the files, it's all gone.
An official with the Phoenix Fire Department said the determination that it was, quote, definitely a human-caused fire came after a collection of evidence. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Five Seattle news organizations were ordered by a judge to turn over unpublished photos and videos from a May 30th protest to the police department. King County Superior Judge Nelson Lee ruled the news outlets must comply with a subpoena, saying the images of videos were needed for an investigation into the alleged arson of the Seattle Police Department vehicles and the theft of police-used weapons. Protesters damaged 16 police vehicles, stole equipment, and set five vehicles on fire. A loaded Glock 43 semi-automatic pistol and a loaded Colt M4 carbine rifle remain missing. Lee ruled the media groups are not protected by the Washington State Shield Law, which prevents journalists from having to turn over those unpublished materials to authorities in most cases. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.